see a picnic at the lake. You know what I mean? I could see that part of the video treatment at a backyard party of Will's house. You know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, I could see it. That Muskegon love.
Show love too, man.
Yeah. Tell Muskegon a little bit about yourself, man.
Man, I'm tell y'all, my name Jordan Brown. Artist name Big J O. I'm from Twin Lake. You know what I'm saying? I grew up everywhere, though, for real, bro. I'm west, I stayed on the west. I stayed downtown, you know what I'm saying? I'm really from everywhere, but
right.
Stomping ground, I'm from Twin Lake.
What's up? You know what Progress Drive.
Progress Drive, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the what they call a project out there?
I don't know. Yeah. That wouldn't call a
is
project.
Is that what it is? Yeah, no, I'm just... The reason why I'm saying is because my wife, Tanya Robinson, her family used to live out there.
That's my cousin.
Really?
Yeah, I know your family, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Will is her cousin, too.
Yeah.
You're right. So, you're right.
He's slow,
okay. But, yeah, I'm slow, man. I rode the short bus, wore the helmet, you know, the school and stuff. But they had a big old football helmet for me.
Yeah.
Because I was extra special.
Yeah.
And, I rode the short bus that only let two passengers in,
right.
Me and the driver.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, the one-on-one.
No, that's what they called it. Katie Robinson, yeah. All of them. It was like, oh, we're going to go out to the pride. I don't mean no disrespect, and I hope disrespect you. And saying, you know, saying that was that the project.
Nah, a lot of people don't understand, don't be knowing for real.
Oh, yeah, so you go to the family fun. Family and friends thing, right? You're there too. My wife is you. She was there when her mama was living. And that's why I said, because she had a auntie that lived over in there. We'll talk off there.
Right.
But yeah, I just was curious, is that what they call the projects out there in North Muskegon?
Right. Are you performing at any upcoming like family events, like the family and friends?
Nah, I ain't got nothing set up right now.
Y'all need to holler at J.O.
We just practicing for the last 3 months for the Juneteenth parade. And we're speaking of the Juneteenth parade, though, I do want to thank Miss Tyson Mitchell, you know what I'm saying, for putting this together, you know what I'm saying, and letting me be a part of this. You know what I'm saying? She helped me out a lot, you know what I'm saying, and let me be a part of something that's history in Muskegon. I appreciate her. She's a strong worker. I appreciate her. She is.
She gave, and she put you on, like, at the highest, like you was on the marquee, like the one.
Yeah, when she hit me up, I was excited. I can't even cap.
That's good.
Really,
that's dope.
Her,
like, that is so dope. How can people get your music?
I'm on all platforms, you know what I'm saying? Spotify, Apple Music. Just look up Big J.O. I'm going to be right there. YouTube, Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, iTunes, you know what I'm saying? Anything, you look, Pandora, everything. You know what I'm saying? Look me up.
You know, last night, Kendrick Lamar brought everybody together. The big pop out. Kendrick Lamar, he brought everybody
all
together.
The Bloods, the Crips, the MS-13,
yeah.
Pyru, Folks, GD Folks, all of them.
And I could see this song bringing everybody together.
That's the energy of the song. That's the point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to get that energy in there, everybody. You know what I'm saying? I feel it. I see it in a lot of people, though. Like,
we need all of them to come together.
Everybody.
We need everybody.
Everybody. Yeah.
Just bury the beef, you know. If it ain't about somebody done molested your family or, you know, raped somebody in your family, something like that, that's serious, you know what I mean? But let's bury the beef and get that Muskegon love going on.
Yeah, it's a city too small for everybody to be beef, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we in the studio, Big J.O. So, any other songs coming out? You got any other songs in the making?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of songs out, man. I mean, coming out. I got a whole bunch of songs coming out. I got something called Love in a Minute, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's going to be next, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, whole world getting to that.
Okay.
Like some vibe music. I'm all over the place, man. I got some. Just wait for the, you know.
For the right time.
Yeah. I mean, what somebody taught me, ain't no such thing as waiting for the right time. You know what I'm saying? But.
Right.
I feel like right now, I'm finna let them hear me for real, for real. You know?
There you go. We about to roll to, it's no stranger here. We've been playing as soon as I heard it. Mehan, DJ Q89, now let me hear it. Like, man, that's dope. And we run into, I'm gonna let you give the honors of introducing your song on radio.
Okay. It's Big J.O. Muskegon Love. Make sure y'all tap in with it, man. This for the ski right here. 231 Love, man. Muskegon Love.
I can feel all the chills from the sound every week. I'm shooting at the crowd, knock the child off his feet. Knock the child in the morning, shackle down to his feet. You know when somebody shows love, priority. Somebody show them love. Cause I think you really need love. And fall down and need love. I go, yeah. I watch my men.
If you're from a skinny man, I hope you find love.
I reach out.
If you're from a skinny man, I hope you find love.
The
whole city need it right now. Showing love with love. From me to you, to
you.
If you're from a skinny man, I hope you find love. I'm a skinny man, I love. Let's get this woman a shot. Listen, one you love. It's to my brothers, keep your head up. If you're from a skinny man, I hope you find love. I know the city need it right now. I'm showing up. It won't hurt to come together, baby. Put away the guns, put them feelings to the side, and grab somebody to hug. If you're from a skinny man, I hope you find love. I pray for anybody who don't lost someone they love. From the mamas to the daddy, to the gritters, to the thugs, to the prison, from the streets. Everybody need love. Yeah, that's the city. Yeah, that's where I come from. Somewhere I'm on that meet. Like, why I gotta keep one just to keep one? It ain't too many of us. I heard I need to keep up. I just hope somebody like me, cause we'll pick the ski. And I hope them people hear me like they make us hear them sirens. I'm trying to bring it back like when we wasn't with the violence. They trying to get us all, so they made Muskegon cloudy. I'm walking through for us. I need to love and everybody. Hope everybody in Muskegon feel the love. And I hope that everybody in Muskegon get a buzz. We lost too many people to the system. Lost too many to the button. Know you sick of losing people to them drugs. But if we come together, we can save the whole city. I promise don't nobody need a gun. Patience is key. It might take a minute. Just be ready when it comes. If you're from a Muskegon, man, I hope you find love. I know the city need it right now. I'm showing up. It won't hurt to come together, baby. Put away the guns. Put them feelings to the side and grab somebody to hug. If you're from a Muskegon, man, I hope you find love. I pray for anybody who don't lost someone they love. From the mamas to the daddy, to the gritters, to the thugs, to the prison, from the streets. Everybody need love. From a Muskegon, man, I hope you find love. I know the city need it right now. I'm showing up. It won't hurt to come together, baby. Put away the guns, put them feelings to the side, and grab somebody to hug. If you're from a Muskegon, man, I hope you find love. I pray for anybody who don't lost someone they love. From the mamas to the daddies, to the gritters, to the thugs, to the prison, from the streets. Everybody need love.
Big J.O. in the studio. Okay, go ahead and do that hook again for me. Do that hook again for those who didn't hear. For those in the back, man. What did you say?
I said, if you're from Muskegon, man, I hope you find love. I know the city need it right now. It won't hurt to come together, baby. Put away them guns, put them feelings to the side, and grab somebody to hug. If you're from Muskegon, man, I hope you find love.
Oh, wow. So that wasn't an auto-tone, Big Rod. That wasn't an auto-tone. That was real Big J.O. in the studio. If you're from Muskegon, I hope you find love.
Big love.
Wow. I love that.
I know the city need it right now.
We need it, man. If you're from Muskegon, I hope you find love. Yeah. Say that, Ski Town. If you're from Muskegon, I hope you find love. What's the second part?
I know the city need it right now. It won't hurt to come together, baby. Put away them guns. Put the feelings to the side and grab somebody to hug.
Yeah, those are dope, man. All right, y'all need to you on Apple, on
music. All platforms. Yeah.
So let's go in and type in Big J.O.
Yeah, Big J.O. I mean, right now you probably can just type in Muskegon Love.
It'll pop up.
Pop up first, for real.
Now, have you shot a video for it yet?
No, I haven't. I had something planned for the parade because I wanted my video to be during the parade. You know what I'm saying, but. I got my own camera. I ain't got nobody to shoot it. So I do everything by myself.
Hey, that's the best way to do it, because if there's any mistakes, who you going to argue with besides yourself?
And he going to show up.
You know what I'm saying? You going to show up on time, right?
Yeah.
You going to, right? I mean, think about it, because you hire people sometimes. They don't want to show up. You say 9 o'clock, they show up at 2:30. You know what I'm saying? But you know you going to be there at 9 o'clock, so you going to start. Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother, and it's always good to keep it in-house.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to put it together, though. I got everything I need, you know what I'm saying?
Did you get footage of you at the parade?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
you got footage and stuff,
that's
right?
That's good.
So just use that. Did you shoot it?
No, I didn't. I was in the parade. So.
I know his father shot some. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's people been sending me videos and all that. I'm going to mix it up and...
Yeah.
Down
right, nice but don't shoot. You ain't gonna do that. We're not gonna publicly say that. I'll tell you why later. No, you're not gonna do that. There's reasons. There's reasons behind that. I'm gonna explain it to you when you get off air, bro.
You know he's a manager, right?
I manage artists. I own a record label too.
1204.
I do a priority guard service. All that.
Yeah, he's serious. This is what he does.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna do that.
No, we ain't gonna do that.
You know, if Kendrick Lamar can play Not Like Us five times. I know we can play my brother back to back. You know what I mean, right?
Play him again.
We can play him again. We're gonna run it back.
In prime time.
In prime time.
Yes, sir.
Big J.O. in the building, y'all. The Big J.O.'s in the building on this Thursday edition of Afternoon Jams. So, Big J.O., man, give me your top five rappers, dead or alive, man.
I don't even think I got a top five. I'll be off. Jadakiss.
It's just that's one. Just one.
Jadakiss, okay. Dang, that's deep.
Dead or alive?
I'm gonna go with Pac.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Jeezy.
Jeezy.
Jeezy. I'm tripping. I forgot. Jadakiss, Pac, Jeezy.
Two more, huh? It's hard.
Two more. I'm going to go ahead and put myself in there.
Okay, all right.
Definitely going to put myself in there. They ain't heard nothing yet, for real.
Right.
And number five, who? Rappers? Just rappers?
Rappers, yeah. It's tough, huh? For that number five spot.
I'm going to throw Biggie right there.
Okay, Biggie. Big J.O. just gave his top five. There you go, Muskegon. His top five, dead or alive. We live in the studio. 231-722-8338. If you want to say anything to Big J.O., he's in the building. I got the song, Muskegon Love. It's all about love. It's all about Muskegon. You know, hoping that you find love. Like, you know, that's, brothers, we need to be saying that to our sisters. Like, even when y'all break up, I see the brothers be wishing that their kids' baby mamas will go through hell. Yeah. You know, this is a woman that you supposed to be in love with. Is she better off without you? Let her find her love and vice versa. And we got to get to that point where we just want people to be happy. Like, man, do whatever makes you happy.
Yes, sir.
You know, and we all in a better space when we happy.
Yeah, once you learn how to love yourself, it'd be way easier for you to love everybody else.
There you go. So your inspiration, man, who you get your talent from?
Myself. Started from church, believe it or not, though. It started like singing and all that. Started from church.
Okay, what church?
Man, Philadelphia.
Okay.
Getty Street.
And I'm Pastor Anderson.
I just
start making music. Let somebody hear it one day. They like, yeah, you should keep doing it. So I just kept doing it.
You play any instruments?
I played trombone in like the 8th grade, 7th grade.
All right. All right.
It was over for that.
Wow. Wow, you said Pastor Anderson. I got nothing but love and respect for Pastor Anderson.
My whole life went to Philadelphia.
How is the hip-hop scene here in Muskegon? Is there a hip-hop scene? Like, is there a spot where y'all go to do y'all craft? And ain't nobody tripping, and you're performing. You know, I stay in Orlando part time. We got quite a few spots where an independent artist can go and just showcase their talent, and everybody supports each other.
I mean, they starting to. It seemed like this year you got a couple people that's like trying to put a lot of stuff together for the artists to come, like cyphers and stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just up to the artists if they want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Get together and work together. But you got a few people out there trying to promote Muskegon music for sure.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? They got the Muskegon rapper stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't never heard this many people do music from Muskegon, like, to this year. So
that's good.
They trying some stuff, and I respect that.
Wow. Rob, anything before we go, man?
Oh, no. Hey, man. Yeah. Play it.
Continue to play. Yeah.
Continue to play it, and let us know when you get some more music. We have to do clean because we're FCC licensed. I mean, you can do it dirty, but when you send it to us, make sure it's clean.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
and
definitely.
I'll make sure you got the proper emails to send it to and things of that nature before you leave here today.
Definitely.
If you got a few minutes after we get done with this. So.
That's good. Big J.O.'s in the building coming up. Jody Joe's gonna be in the building with DJ Q89 on his show. So, you know, it's Black Music Month, man. This is our month. You know what I mean? This Juneteenth. Juneteenth yesterday in Black Music Month, right?
Absolutely, sir.
You don't like you happy about that?
Definitely happy Juneteenth.
Right, right.
I'm very happy about Black Music Month.
Oh, great. There you go. There you go. You don't even have to even say it, right?
No.
No, I already know. I already know what you said. Thanks, Big J.O. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks for coming by, man. You didn't have to, you know. You probably got, you know, all these performances you got to do now. And, you know.
Hot on the block, man.
We catch you while you going your way up.
In between sets.
Yeah, in between sets. Yeah, while you on your way up.
After the jams, keep it here. Oh, yo, inside the drive at 5. It's 5:55 in the city, Big Rock.
Yes, sir.
It is beautiful. A beautiful
man,
80.
Say whatever you want.
Three.
It's burning
degrees.
When you fat like me, man, you got a belly.
Degrees.
You know, the heat seems to just get stored in fat, you know, around your belly.
Man, we not hearing that.
See,
Big J.O. Big J.O.
J.O. don't have that to worry about. Y'all got what? 0% fat? You 0% fat, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
Paul is too, at least in his mind.
Nah, I ain't say that.
Okay.
Bro. I ain't say that, bro. Not even in my mind.
At least in his mind.
Not in my I know I'm obese, bro. That's why I'm working out every day. Big J.O. in the building. How you been doing, man?
What up, man? I've been good, man. How you been?
Good, man. You look like your daddy so much, man.
I do, man. I hear that all the time, man.
You not a junior?
No, I'm not a junior.
Okay.
Big brother, he is, though.
Wow. How was yesterday, man, the Juneteenth celebration? How was that for you?
That was fun. It was fun. Overall fun, for sure. It was hot, but it was fun.
Y'all said it's hot. Rob think I'm crazy.
Man, I was burning up yesterday. We was having lunch. He treated me to lunch, right? And he wanted to sit outside. Oh, this feels great.
I love it, bro.
I'm out there sweating like a old pig in a pigsty, in a cage.
Yeah.
Just sweating. And he said, no, oh, man, why are you sweating so much? It's not that hot. You okay? You getting ready to have a heart attack? No, it's hot, bro.
This only 80-something degrees, right?
Talking about this 8. It's only.
Jerry, you know right now, it's been in 90s.
Look, at least you can wear a tank top. Yeah. I got to wear a short sleeve shirt, button up, all that kind of stuff, right? See, he even got a laugh at it.
Super hot.
And you see him. He got a black shirt on. Like, oh, this ain't hot enough. It need to get hotter.
You know, I need this type of weather, though, man. Really. It just, I'm used to it now. Being a Floridian, it's been 90 degrees for like 2 months. It's for 2 months.
And where he getting ready to go?
Yeah, it's about to be smoking.
It's like a rainforest jungle heat.
So you're used to it.
On your back. Yeah. Yeah, I'm used to it, Jordan. I'm used to it, man.
Somebody had to tell him the other day he was sweating.
I didn't know.
I swear to God.
Bro, right, that was from,
somebody did.
I was, that was from some food I ate. That was some jalapenos or something I had.
That's what it was?
Yeah,
what's the name said? Why are you sweating?
It was from some heat, man. It was from some jalapenos or something like that.
Oh,
maybe we're talking to Jordan, man. We trying to get on game, man. Trying to get on game. J.O. in the building. Man, we haven't had J.O.'s son been out over a year. We've been playing it. We finally got him in the studio.
Yeah, like he was too busy for us, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Signing autographs.
He was too busy signing autographs.
How is it being popular, brother? Man? How is that? How is that life?
Hey, man, it's so crazy. Though, I be finding out at the end, I be really sitting at the crib in the studio, so I don't really be, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I just had a few conversations before, like, the last couple of days, they telling me, like, bro, you ain't know you was this hot? You know what I'm saying? It's all over the place. I got people writing me from all over. Like, I hear you out here. Like, oh, you know.
Right.
I'll be at the crib. I'll be chilling.
So when you wrote this song, what was the mindset when you wrote this song?
Like, before I listen to a beat, bro, I sit down for a couple hours and just let the beat rotate, you know what I'm saying, for a couple hours before I start writing. But I get to think about it, you know what I'm saying. My cousin Will, I know you know Will.
Oh, yeah, Big Will. Big Willie.
Will, man.
Yeah.
For sure. I got to thinking about, like, you know what I'm saying, all his live videos, you know what I'm saying, he make cookouts and stuff.
Right.
He invited everybody, everything he do, you know what I'm saying. He try to bring everybody together, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see nobody else really doing that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro, we need some tunes to, like, match that energy, you know what I'm saying? So I came over with Mystique and Love.
Wow.
Put him up in there, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta, I can see.